Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, yes, everybody, welcome. You know that sound? That's the sound of Local That's Entertainment Rundown. Another episode. We're back. Thank you very much. Sorry we left you. No, we had other things going on. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and admit it. Sorry, guys. I got sick, and then, you know, for better word to use, I had a little bit of a booty call, but we'll get into that on my other show Sunday night. No, sorry, it's going to be Saturday night this week, tomorrow night. And that's the Local Jaime Project, so you can check out all of that and details. I'll tell the full story tomorrow night. So you don't want to miss that. But tonight, it's Local That's Entertainment Rundown. I'm going to run down the latest, what's going on in Hollywood, entertainment, pop culture. How many times did Miley Cyrus and Kim Kardashian get naked this week? All that good stuff. So sit back and relax for the second episode, officially, of Local That's Entertainment Rundown. With me, your host, David Loco Armetto. And from That's Entertainment Radio, you guys know where it's right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's a great... show called That's Entertainment Radio. Tammy Jones Gibbs, and welcome her in here. See how Tammy's doing tonight.
Hi, hello. David. How's it going?
Hey, how's it going? How you been?
Tammy I'm
Jones
good.
Gibbs, everybody.
How's everyone?
Well, good. We're back. We're back finally with our second show. It was a long delay. I'm telling everybody right now. Yeah, it was probably my fault. I told them a little bit of a, you know, juicy story, but I'll tell that tomorrow night on my show. So we have to get into that tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, so how you been since the last time we did our first show?
I'm good. I'm glad to hear that you're doing well. You was a little under the weather.
Yeah, yeah, well, I got a little sick. I'll get into that story tomorrow night. It's a very fun story, so, yeah.
All right.
So we got our second show. Let's do it. Local That's Entertainment Rundown, second show. That's got to be better than the first one, because the first one, you know, it's got to be better. I'm not going to get into details. Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Let's get started.
All right. So what we got run down?
All right. This week, we're going to be talking about Chris Brown. He says that he hated the person that he saw in the mirror. He said, quote, "This is my white flag." He said that he always thought he knew the concept of love, and fame and money can get in the way of that. Most of my issues always deal with love and me being in my feelings, not to mention me being a dog sometimes. I can't speak for everyone, but I can say that my action contributed a lot to my karma. Being jealous and angry and controlling, there have been times when I looked in the mirror and hated the person I see. Now, this is what Chris Brown wrote on, I believe it was Instagram. Now, if you guys don't know the whole story, Chris Brown and a supermodel and actor, Tyson Beckford, apparently Tyson took a Instagram photo of Karrueche Tran, who happens to be the ex-girlfriend of Chris Brown. So, apparently... Chris loved
it,
and that's what he said.
Mm-hmm. Here's what Chris is really saying. This is what he's really saying, Tammy. he's like, "Look at me now, look at me now. I'm feeling depression because I'm downer than a mother." Yeah, he's not feeling too well by himself right now. He ain't fresh anymore, so I don't know what. He's not getting paper. Maybe he is. I don't know. But that's not what he's feeling right now. So, yeah. For a second there, we thought Chris was a nice guy, right?
Right.
Chris ain't fooling anyone. Mr. Brown, you ain't fooling anybody.
We'll see. Because, you know, he goes back and forth. You know, he's always apologizing for, you know, when he, you know, gets into his feelings. So, but I think a lot of his fans were like, "Come on, Chris, no, here we go again." So,
right,
I guess he's realizing that, you know, I got to cut this out. But
what does
we'll
it mean by a
see.
dog, too? What is that? Does he bark like a dog? What is he doing?
Well, I guess
what does he mean by that?
Yeah, he means that, you know, when he said that he's being a dog, you know, they refer to, you know, men out here always chasing skirts, chasing anything that wears a skirt, dogging women out. I think that's what he's referring
right.
to.
Right. In other words,
also,
he does anything that walks, Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
Mr. Brown does anything that walks. Yeah. All right.
Also this week, George Clooney said that he doesn't think men should get plastic surgery. Clooney was quoted during an interview with BBC Radio 4 that he's against plastic surgery. Clearly, he said he haven't. He said, quote, "For me, it isn't an option. I don't think it would make much sense, quite honestly. I see it happen, and particularly on men. I don't think it really works. I actually think it makes you look older. I'm a big believer in the idea that you can't try to look younger. You just have to try to look the best you can at the age you are and not worry about it," unquote.
Yeah, well, that's easy for George to say. I mean, come on. He doesn't age. I don't even think he's human, is he? I don't know. I'm sure there's a plastic surgery option. When you go to your doctor, I'm sure there's a plastic surgery option. I go, yeah, let me get the Clooney. Let me have the Clooney. Let me have it. The guy doesn't age, man.
That's true.
He's 25.
You know, yeah, he doesn't. You know, quick story. I used to work at a hotel in on the Upper East Side, and George Clooney happened to be, having lunch, tea, in the main tea room area of the hotel. So everybody's like, oh, George Clooney is here. And all the ladies are, like, walking into the tea room one at a time to get a close glimpse of him. So it was my turn, right? So
yeah.
I go.
All right.
I stumble, boop, like this. Hey. I never forget the look on his face. Like, he said, what is wrong with this?
Nice.
What's wrong with this woman?
Oh, man. He got you. He got you, Tammy.
I know.
He got you. He got you, Clooney. Clooney got you, man. Does that to everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's a great story.
Yeah. And
cool.
Also, Khloe Kardashian angers followers with the, I hope I'm pronouncing this right, the Habibi Instagram photo. On Tuesday, May 26th, Kardashian donned a niqab, and a hijab.
Something like that,
yeah. Yeah, it's a garment worn by women in the Muslim community. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing that right. You know, to cover their head and face. Now, Habibi love is what she captioned the Instagram image, which sparked a series of angry comments.
Yeah. But Khloe, she explained the incident. She says, this is what she said. I don't know if you believe her or not. I mean, I really don't, but this is what she said, though. "I got this on clearance at the Bari flea market. And the guy was so nice to me. He even offered to take me home. But come on, Khloe, no. Don't go home with that guy. Not everybody wants to do a Kardashian, all right? Don't. Stay safe." I think she really is that clueless, you know. But, you know, it's whatever.
Mm.
Yeah. Khloe. Come on, Khloe. Stay away. Not everybody wants to do a Kardashian, all right? Come on.
Yeah,
come
that's
on.
True.
Right? Yeah. Come on.
And,
I bet you Kanye dared to do that. I blame it on Kanye. I blame everything that happens to Kardashians on Kanye West. So, yeah.
You might have a point there. You might have a point.
Right. All right. What else have we got going?
And Lindsay Lohan, she finally completed the rest of her community service right here in New York City, where I am. She was sentenced to 125 hours of community service after she failed to finish her probation stemming from reckless driving and lying to the police in 2012. She did some of her service in London and finished the 115 hours in Brooklyn, New York. And then she flew back to Europe for a much-needed vacation.
Right. Here's what she said. "Yeah, man, jail prison was so hard. Who wants to take some shots?" But, you know, Lindsay, I don't want to take any shots with you, girl. You weren't even in jail. She probably was still, I bet she still is drunk right now. What time is it? Yeah, she's drunk. Lindsay's drunk.
Yeah, she
She's
you know,
probably ready. Yeah.
yeah,
No, people.
she always get into some kind of trouble, and like you said, she don't
Right.
do any jail time. If it was anybody else, they would have been she they would have been in that jail, under the jail, and they would have threw away that key.
Right, yeah. It's always a party around Lindsay Lohan. You ever run into her yet? Have you? Oh, Tim? Has anyone
No,
else
I
offered you a shot yet?
Say that again, David.
No. She hasn't offered you a shot yet? No?
No.
She's probably walking around taking shots, you know. So it's probably going to tell stories about her prison life. Yeah.
Yeah. And
Yeah.
like you said, she probably at the club. You know, London is about 6 hours ahead of the East Coast time. So it's, you know, like it's got to be
Oh, yeah.
like what, 4 or 5 in the morning.
She's just getting warmed up, too. She's just getting the party started right now. Lindsay, if I could talk to Lindsay right now, I'd say, Lindsay, take it easy, girl. All right? Come on. Come on.
And Tracy Morgan, he finally settled that suit with Walmart over that fatal crash. Now, the comedian, he had suffered like Tracy had suffered severe head trauma, a broken leg and a broken rib when a Walmart truck slammed into the back of a limo van carrying him and two others. The group was traveling back from a show in Delaware. Comedian and fellow passenger James Jimmy Mack McNair was killed. Passenger Audrey Fuqua and Jeffrey Malaya also suffered serious injuries in the crash and was plaintiff in the Walmart lawsuit.
That's right. And you know how they finally came to a settlement, Tammy? You guys want to know?
How you how?
Yeah. They finally came to a settlement when Walmart agreed that Tracy Morgan can get it pregnant. It was all like, I want to get you pregnant. I want to get Walmart pregnant. Yeah. You know,
Yeah, well, you
Tracy.
know
He
he's
wants to
gonna
get
get a
everything pregnant, yeah.
Well, you know, Tracy's gonna get that big. He's gonna get a big fat payday because you know the owners and the of Walmart. You know, it's a big family business. They're very rich, and he's gonna get
Right.
paid. And also on Monday, he's gonna be on the Today Show. Matt Lauer is gonna be interviewing him, and Tracy's gonna sit down and have his first interview. For the first time after he had that fatal crash. So, for everyone who's curious to see, make sure you tune in on the Today Show Monday morning when Matt Lauer sit down with Tracy to talk about what happened on that that night.
Right, yeah. It should be a great interview, you know. I'm really looking
Yeah,
forward to how
yeah.
he's gonna need all that money though, getting Walmart pregnant, you know. It's a lot of gonna be
Yeah.
a lot of child support. Yeah. All
Yes.
right. Definitely check that out Monday though. Everybody. It'd be
Yeah.
great. It'd be a great interview.
Yeah,
In
that's
full Tracy
true.
Morgan style. I want Tracy to go full Tracy Morgan, you know.
Well,
Tell some
you
pregnant
know,
jokes. You
you
know,
know,
yeah.
it's so funny because you know, a couple of months ago, several months ago, you know, his lawyer was doing some interviews, and they were saying that, you know, he wasn't doing so well. You know, he had suffered a head trauma. He wasn't speaking, and then at one point, Tracy was telling his lawyer that he didn't think he was going to be the same. Matter of fact, he feels that he's never going to be the same. So we got to wait
Oh,
and see.
wow. Yeah.
So, you know, he's still got movies to do. He's still got his stand-up to do. So for the
Yeah.
lawyer to say that, you know, oh, it's like, oh, wow, is this really happening? Is he really not going to be the same funny man that we know and love?
Yeah, that'd be sad if that's the case, but we gotta wait to see how it turns out, you know. Hoping for the best. I'm a big fan of Mr. Tracy Morgan, so
Yeah, me
hopefully he
too.
hopefully Yeah, hopefully we see him back on the stage soon. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Anything else, David?
All right. Now, what else do we got here? Oh, we got a. Let's see what we got. We got the Nicki Minaj story. You heard the
Yeah,
Nicki Minaj story,
that's
right?
true. Let's see here.
Let's see. We got you. Did you want to tell it or?
Apparently, for fans of Nicki and everything, there was a rumors going around that they were supposed to be married. Well, apparently, Meek Mill set the record straight. He said that they're not engaged. He said that their relationship is real, but they are not on the verge of holy matrimony as fans have been led to believe. They said it was just a rumor, and they said that the rumor got started when Meek Mill bought Nicki a ring, and she posted it on Instagram, and even his grandmother thought the rumors were true. That's how much it was out there. And even
Right,
T.I., the
yeah.
rapper, he even called Meek Mills up to congratulate him, and he had to say, "No, man, it's not like that."
Right, yeah. But did you hear Miss Minaj actually explained the confusion? Did you know that? And here's what she said. She said, My anaconda don't want none unless you got a ring, son. Yeah, that's what she said. I don't know what that means, but yeah. Yeah. The anaconda's got a mind of its own or something. I don't know. What kind of anaconda Nicki's got. Yeah. What do we do without Nicki Minaj and her anaconda? That's a better question. Yeah.
That's true. That's so true.
Right.
Oh, God. Oh,
Yeah.
wow. Yeah, and do you hear the latest Jennifer Lopez, being that the professional she is, well, she was at the airport at LAX, and apparently she got let me see if I can get the story straight. She
Right,
apparently was what's the term that they use? Let me I can't remember. It was she was confetti bombed by a clown at LAX. She was walking past the
All
check-in
right, all right.
counter when this tattooed clown threw a handful of glitter on her head, and it covered all her hair and shoulders. So, she just ignored the clown, kept walking, brushing, all the confetti off of her hair and her clothes, and she went out the door. Now, for those of people who I know who don't like clowns, clowns are creepy. You see somebody dressed full clown and everything.
For J-Lo's sake, she probably thought it was, she probably liked it, She finally gets the attention, She's been craving it. She has. So, I'm pretty sure she liked it just a little bit, Ain't
Yeah,
talking
well,
about Iggy Azalea or Mariah Carey. Talking about J-Lo for just 5 minutes and she likes it, She likes that. She likes that.
oh,
J-Lo.
and speaking of Iggy Azalea, I don't know if you heard, but apparently there's a petition going out now where they want to take away Iggy Azalea's Billboard Music Award. Now, according to a website called Change.org petition, they have over 18,000 signatures, and they said that fans want to see Iggy stripped of the title of top rap song, which she won for her mega hit Fancy. Now, they said that the reason was that they claimed that the song was actually ineligible for the award. In other words, it wasn't it, when it was released, it was, because every time when these, for those who don't know how the award shows work, when they nominate a movie or a song or whatever, it has to fall within a certain time frame. And that's why sometimes notice that when a song get nominated, you're like, wow, that song came out like 2 years ago, and they just now nominated because of the time frame that, they release it. So they figured that, first of all, her song wasn't released in the time frame that it was supposed to be. They said that the period was supposed to be from March 10, 2014 to March 15, I'm sorry, March 2015, and it came out February 17. So they said that they want to give the award to Nicki Minaj because, and fans are like, I mean, it is serious out here.
It's getting
They
pretty
said that
serious
it
out
was
there,
an injustice, that Nicki was robbed, that she's
like,
Biggie's way underrated. They said
she's
that
worse
Nicki
than the
Flaygate.
Yeah. Yeah.
They said Nicki has spoiled the name
anymore.
Of the rap music industry. Yeah. I mean, it's bad.
It was pretty bad, yeah. And you know, Iggy, she's just going. You know, her she was saying what everything's going on. They're just not fancy like her. That's what she said. They're just not fancy. That's right. Because she's so fancy, she'd be like, "I'm so fancy. I win a billboard, and I ain't supposed to win." That's how fancy she is. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how fancy she is. Iggy can win an award, and she's not even nominated. She still win. That's how fancy she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
Iggy and Vega,
And,
even saying her name is fancy, you know? How fancy is Iggy and Vega? That sounds real fancy. Oh my God.
And you know, she got and with all this money, the success of her first album, she got a new butt, she got a new nose, she got a nose job, and all
right?
this good stuff.
But she wants to look fancier. She's not, she was fancy, but now she wants to look fancier. I think that's going to be her next album, Fancier.
Yeah.
Whatever they're going to call it. Yeah. Fancy. That's going to be Fancy, Fancier, and Fanciest. That's going to be her albums. Yeah. I got it down already. I got you, Iggy. I know you. I know her already. I got her down already.
And do you hear that Johnny Depp might be going to prison? You know, last week, you know, he brought his two dogs into the country of Australia illegally. They said that apparently he tried to sneak the dogs on his private jet without declaring their presence, and he could face $340,000 in fine, and he could be sentenced more than 10 years of imprisonment if he is found guilty. And this is all due to Australia's strict biosecurity laws. Apparently they don't want dogs in the country because of they're afraid of germs, so to speak. But
right, yeah.
You know, I just think that Johnny Depp should have followed the protocol. I mean, I'm pretty sure they would have let him in with the dogs, but you can't sneak them in just because they're little. I mean, these are little dogs. I think one is a Yorkie and the other one's a poodle, I think.
Right. I think Johnny thought he was on set of Pirates of the Caribbean or something. He thought he was Captain Jack Sparrow for a second, you know? Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I wonder if this
Mr. Jack Sparrow's, like, this is Mr. Jack Sparrow's dogs.
Right.
When you're like Johnny,
just the
movie.
I wonder if this leaves a bad taste in his mouth as far as the country of Australia goes. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Australia, yeah. You don't want to piss off the Australians, no. No,
mm-hmm.
no.
Yeah.
I think Johnny thought he was back in the tied to the Caribbean world or something. You know,
mm-hmm. Or on
trying
the
to get his booty.
The...
Yeah.
Or on the set of
Literally,
21 Jump Street.
Right, yeah. Mr. Johnny Depp. I feel bad for the dogs, though. You know, they do nothing wrong. They did nothing wrong, and now everybody hates them in Australia.
Yeah.
Poor dogs. Poor dogs. So I'm getting some dog food over there. Yeah.
And speaking of American Idol, Mariah Carey said that she would never return to American Idol, saying that it was the worst experience
right
in her life. She said instead of focusing on the contestants, she said it was more like a plot to have her and Nicki to go at it at each other. And they said that, Mariah said that before the show was even taped, they had conflict, and it was made by design. And she said that she said that they didn't have any intentions for them to have a good experience doing that show. And Carrie said, quote, pitting two females against each other wasn't cool. It should have been about the contestant instead of some non-existent feud that turned into even more ridiculousness.
Okay.
I would never want to be involved with it again, unquote.
Yeah.
And she also
That's an interesting story, that is.
Yeah.
That's a really interesting story.
Yeah, she also went on the record dissing American Idol, saying that it was a fake show. I was like, whoa. She putting it out
fake,
there.
It was just as fake as it was just as fake as Simon Cowell's nipples, you know. Yeah. See through that shirt of his. It's kind of crazy though. With you think about Mariah. I don't know if it's true or not. You know, maybe she really had beef with Nikki or not. But I'm just thinking maybe Nikki didn't let her see her anaconda. That's when Mariah got pissed. You know, she wanted to see Nikki's anaconda, but Nikki didn't let her. You know.
But you know
Mariah.
But such
a diva.
Yes, but what's so ironic, Nikki and Mariah did a song together beforehand. I didn't even know it went down like that because they had did a collab together. And at first, Mariah really was, like you said, she's the diva. She really wanted to be the only female on the show. And then when she found out that there was going to be another female on there, she was like, she wasn't having it. So her attitude was already negative from the jump because she found out that she wasn't the center focus, front and attention like she wanted to be. You know, she's an attention seeker. So... David.
Oh yeah, sorry about I agree with you that she was. I had to think for a second about that there, you know.
Yeah.
Mariah and Nikki, you know that is divalish right there, so to speak. You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether to believe Mariah or not because you know Mariah is, you know, everything is always about her, you know, and Nikki, of course, it's all about her and her anaconda and her backside, you know. You know how that is. So. When two big backsides collide, you know, there's going to be some tension. Literally, there's tension. You know, they can't fit the seats there, you know. They've got to squeeze in tightly next to each other. So, yeah. It's going to get hot in there, that's for sure. It got hot. I'm sure Ryan Seacrest was, you know, sweating under his suit the whole season. Yeah. Mr. Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah.
Seacrest, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think is American Idol ending next year, right? I believe.
Yeah, it's their last final season. I think it's season 15, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, this is the last season. And but you know what? I had a show yesterday talking about Ryan Seacrest, and he's getting ready to do another new show called Knock Knock. And apparently he has a team of people that go across the country and they will be knocking on your door and they'll have celebrities traveling with the group and you get cash and prizes and everything. And there's a website where you can go to, you can follow them on Twitter and there's an actual website.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, if you want Ryan Seacrest people to come knocking on your door, David, I can give you the website.
I need that, yeah. I want everything
on
Ryan
television.
Yeah.
You will be on
nice.
Television, and next thing you know, Nicki Minaj is giving you a check.
Nice. I don't want
Rihanna
check. I want her anaconda.
Giving you a check. Can you picture Rihanna giving you a check?
Yeah. Rihanna will be, I think Rihanna will be like, bitch, you better have my money. Don't give me money. You're having my money. Yeah. You know Rihanna. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Got Rihanna going. No, that's an interesting show, man. What does Ryan Seacrest do? He literally showed up to your house. That's how much this guy works,
that's
right?
That's the thing. He's going to stay his behind in L.A. while his people, they're going to be doing all the work. They're going to be traveling across the country.
Right, okay.
Because you know, Ryan Seacrest, he's not doing all that work.
Right, yeah. He got smart. He hired people to do his dirty work. Yeah, he got smart there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Very soon we're going to see duplicates of Ryan Seacrest. So, you know, someone's in L.A., one's in New York, one's in London, one's in Paris.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Exactly.
That Darren Ryan Seacrest. He won't go away. But we can't end the show without talking about Kim Kardashian and Miley Cyrus getting naked. Because, you know, they're always getting naked every week.
Yeah.
And apparently Miley Cyrus showed her nipple on Instagram, I believe. So.
Yes, that's right. She.
Her in an orange hairdo, yeah.
Yeah, she's always changing that hair of hers.
Oh yeah, it's well, I haven't seen her song yet. We could probably do a whole show. What, how many times she has really gotten, naked? We do a whole show about that. Yeah. What hasn't Miley Cyrus shown? That's probably the better question. Why hasn't she shown us yet?
Exactly.
I feel like that's becoming her thing now, She's not even famous for being a singer, an actress. She's just famous for taking off her clothes now. That's what I'm starting to believe. Forget Hannah Montana. Nobody remembers Hannah Montana anymore. Oh.
Yeah.
They remember Wrecking Ball. That's what they want to know. Yeah.
That's funny that you said that because Miley Cyrus says that she don't want to associate herself with Hannah Montana no more. As far as she's
Right.
concerned, Hannah Montana is dead.
Yeah. She killed her, I believe. I think Miley Cyrus killed her. We should investigate that. Yeah. Poor Hannah. Right. All right. Well, another great show, I believe. Second show. It was a lot of fun. I mean, I think it's better than the first one, but I don't know nothing, so yeah.
Yeah, the first shows are always the hardest shows, because they're the first
Right, yeah.
one, so you have to, you have to, scrutinize it, get all the kinks.
That's right, yeah. But it was another fun show. Thank you for joining me, Tammy. Thank you, everybody out there, for listening. It was a lot of fun.
Yes, anytime.
All right, so go ahead and you want to plug in your final thoughts and
Yes.
anything
Make
else you got going on?
Make sure. I was supposed to interview Ciara. That she's part of that new game show with Marlon Wayans. But
All
there's
right,
a
Sierra. Yeah, I know Sierra.
yeah,
Okay.
but unfortunately there was a conflict in her scheduling. So I don't know. I might there might be a chance, but it's up in the air right now. But for all the entertainment news and celebrity news, make sure you check out That's Entertainment every Wednesday afternoon at 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
That's awesome. Yeah, I hope you get that Sierra interview in. Good luck with me. Keep doing your show. It's a great show.
Thank you,
It's
David.
always great to listen to, keep up with the latest in entertainment and pop culture. So, yeah, everybody should check out the show. That's Entertainment Radio. I definitely will keep
Yes.
that in mind, too. Yeah.
Yes.
And if you can interview Sierra, maybe my cousin Jaime can get a hold of her and work his magic,
Oh,
This guy,
yeah,
he's got a
most
way with
definitely.
he's got a way with Sierras. He likes Sierras for some reason. There's people with the name Sierra he likes. I don't know.
Wow.
All right. Well, you guys can check out my show tomorrow night, High Man Loco Project. I got a great story, so you want to listen to that. And continue to listen to Local Dax Entertainment Rundown. We'll be back next week with the latest of entertainment and pop culture news. And Kardashian and Miley Cyrus is going to get naked again next week, so can look forward to that too. Yeah. All right. So we'll see you guys next week, Tammy. I'll see you next week. You have a
All
good one.
right, David. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, people. Thank you again for listening. Local Dats Entertainment Rundown. We'll see y'all next week. Have a good one.
Okay, good night.